The next technique, combining an assumption and a net deal. In a net deal, the seller gets a certain net cash for the property. When a seller's equity in a property is very small, this approach to purchasing the property is extremely effective. All the costs of closing are paid by the buyer, including transfer taxes, recording fees, title insurance, real estate brokerage commissions, home inspections, and in many cases, even the taxes for the year. The seller knows that whatever amount of money or notes that you offer over and above any debt on the property is the amount that the seller is going to have at the time he leaves the closing. This method of buying real estate has several advantages. First, if there's a brokerage commission, it might be calculated on a smaller selling price, so there may be some savings. Second, if the broker is willing to take the commission in the form of a note, the actual cash required can be minimal. For this technique, the situation is that you want to buy a property in which the seller has little equity and you're willing to pay the closing costs. The sources could be any of those I've described. The strategy is to propose to the seller that you pay for the closing cost in exchange for consideration on the size of the required down payment. Let's take a look at an example. A seller has a property on the market listed with an agent for $160,000, and the seller wants $6,000 to use as a down payment on a home in another state. To use this technique, you would, 1, offer the seller $4,000 for the property net and agree to assume the debt. 2, agree to pay the real estate commission in the form of a note in the amount of $8,640. We arrived at that figure by taking the selling price of the property, that is the $140,000 mortgage plus $4,000 cash to the seller, or $144,000, multiplying it times a 6% brokerage commission. We also agree to pay all the transfer taxes, title insurance, and recording fees, expenses that you estimate will cost $1,400. So, your total purchase price is going to be $154,040, a $140,000 mortgage, a broker's commission of $8,640, which remember we're paying in note form, plus $4,000 cash to the seller, plus $1,400 in closing costs, with a cash out-of-pocket of $5,400, $4,000 cash to the seller plus $1,400 in closing costs. In all of the techniques presented, it's useful to determine what the seller wants to net from the transaction. That is, in essence, what they're really trying to accomplish. It also serves as a helpful negotiation tool because if you meet resistance, you can show the seller how you devised a solution that nets the desired result that the seller is looking for.